Okay, we're going to conclude shortly. Before we conclude, I just want to thank Mrs. Aaron Price for hosting this gathering. And we please ask everyone before they leave to be toying from the macholim, all of the delicious food that Mrs. Aaron Price has prepared, the gebrocha, l'alias, nishmas, akiva shamai. Also want to thank, on behalf of all of us, Naftali Virtualizer, who throughout the entire year keeps the chavura together to perpetuate and to remember to do b'nuschusim for the neshama of Akiva Shammai ben Eliezer. And just want to conclude with one very short idea. In the Torah, we find, unfortunately, there is much discussion about leaving this world. The Betir of Tzadikim, Kachi Darko Shalolam. Starting with Parsh Bereishis, we learn about Adam, we learn about the entire sequence of events, and then we learn later in the Torah about Moshe Rabbeinu, about the Shiftei Kah. But we don't find very much in the Torah about Nechama, comfort. As I mentioned, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, Vayivku, they cried, they mourned, other Tzadikim. But what about Nechama, comfort? If I'm not mistaken, there's only one place where we find comfort in the Torah. And that's by the Betira of Sari Meinu. Sari Meinu was Nifter. Who was the other? Who was mourning? Yitzchak. Avraham. But primarily Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the son. And it was 3 years later, when Yitzchak married Rivka, the Torah says he took Rivka into his home, Vayinochem Yitzchak Acharayim. And Yitzchak finally achieved a degree of comfort. Now, of course, al derech pshat, the comfort came when he married. He took Rivka. Rivka, when he married Rivka, the cloud, the pillar of cloud returned, and all the various miracles that occurred during the time of Sari Meinu returned to the oil of Yitzchak and Rivka. But you can't say that it's not a coincidence. It's not hashkacha pratis that this event took place exactly 3 years from the petira of his mother, Sari Meinu. All of the halachas, the minhagim of Avelus, are all very mysterious. Unfortunately, anyone who has been to Avelus knows that everything is a minhag, and there are so many different minhagim. Everyone takes it very personally, and everyone has their tradition, their custom. There's very little halacha in Avelus. It's minhag. But the Torah does tell us that there is a nechama that comes to a person after 3 years. This is the third yahrzeit of Akiva Shammai. And we mevakesh from the Ribbono Shel Olam that everyone in this room obviously has been participating in the Avelus. Of course, the Mishpacha, Miss Aaron Price, and the Chaverim. And we mevakesh, now it's been 3 years. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send to everyone here, to the Mishpacha, to the extended family, to the Chaverim, Nechama. We should take all of the lessons, all of the midos of Akiva Shammai, all of the things which he has taught us, which he has empowered us with, and we should collect them and use them to find now, after 3 years, Nechama, as the Torah itself has taught us, it's a zman when one can truly find Nechama. Yehi Zichrei Baruch. Again, we thank everyone for participating. And please, before you leave, please take something to eat. And again, thank you for coming.